Hello again, Mike O'Connor.
Another Geezer Cast in the intermittent series. Sorry it's been so sporadic. There's been a lot going on. You know, it's the usual story. But I was inspired to do a Geezer Cast today because of the bridge collapse that happened in Minneapolis last week, which put us on the map. And I was thinking about this as sort of the podcast of the unborn grandchildren and thinking, well, that's a good topic for unborn grandchildren kind of stuff, because that story's all about infrastructure. So for those of you who are listening to this 50 years from now, let me tell the story first that happened last week, and that was that the freeway that goes just a little bit to the west of our house in St. Paul, 35W, sort of the main north-south artery through Minneapolis. There's this bridge that goes across the Mississippi River, which goes right next to the building that I used to work at the U, the West Bank office building, a.k.a. W. Bob. The bridge fell down during rush hour with a whole lot of cars on it. And amazingly enough, at least at this stage of the game, it doesn't sound like a whole lot of people died in this, although I'm pretty astounded that that is the case, because the bridge was like 65 feet above the water, and I don't know about you, but 65 feet, that equates to a six-story building. Jumping off a six-story building doesn't sound like a good thing to do to me, but apparently most people made it through okay. It's a little early yet to tell what actually happened, although there was this amazing video shot by a security camera that happened to catch the bridge actually falling down. And it sort of started at one end, and then, you know, it kind of got halfway across and looked like it was going to stop, and then the other side fell down too. The current theories tend to revolve around the steel infrastructure of the bridge not being properly maintained or inspected, and something breaking, and then the rest falling down. So, you know, for those of you who are really into it, and especially those of you who are listening now, you don't want to hear any more about that anyway. But for you, my unborn grandchildren, I can tell you that this was a pretty big deal in a national story. This wasn't just a local mile away from my house freeway story. This was on the national news pretty much solid for 3 or 4 days afterwards. And the reason is actually the reason for this podcast, and that is because this bridge is no different than lots and lots of other bridges in the U.S. And the fact that it fell down without any warning is probably an indication that other bridges are likely to do the same thing, and it gets me to my rant about infrastructure and the fact that we, at least at this stage in the history of the country, are doing a pretty crummy job of taking care of lots of things, but one thing for sure we're doing a really crummy job of is taking care of infrastructure. And the reason this is such a big deal for me is because of the time that I spent working at the University of Minnesota, where my boss, Bob Erickson, was a complete nutcase about deferred maintenance costs and deferred maintenance issues, because that's really what this bridge problem is all about. It's maintenance that should have been done that was put off till later, because it's not terribly sexy to fix the infrastructure. It's a lot more fun to buy new stuff. You know, you never see the Mike O'Connor Memorial Bridge Repair Project plaque. You only see the plaque for the person who funded the bridge in the first place. And so maintaining infrastructure just doesn't have the sex appeal that putting new infrastructure together does. And so it's a lot harder to get funded. And it's one of the first things that tends to get thrown out of the boat when nutcases like our current governor, Tim Pawlenty, get on the scene. Tim Pawlenty, for my unborn grandchildren, is a complete lackey of the no new taxes crowd that's sort of swept in with the Republicans these days. And so his big refrain has been for years that he's trying to get the tax rate down. There are a bunch of us in the state who put up signs that said, you know, we really don't mind paying taxes, especially for things like infrastructure and educating our kids and taking care of the environment and keeping our streets safe and rehabilitating people and dealing with drug problems and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That's the kind of stuff that governments do. And we don't actually disapprove of that. But guys like Pawlenty and the Republican types are really into cutting taxes. And there are enough people out there who don't see through the rhetoric, and so they sort of vote their pocketbook. And as a result, I'm connecting the dots and saying, our bridges are falling down. And I think this is a bad thing. I think it's just fine to pay taxes. Actually, I'm probably going to pay taxes a whole lot in the next couple of weeks. I'm getting close to closing a deal on a domain that is in the sort of high six figures range, so I'm going to write a pretty big check to the state and a pretty big check to the feds, and, you know, that's fine. I think paying taxes to governments that are well-run and spend our money well is okay. I'm not real keen on writing big checks to governments that take the money and piss it away in stupid wars in Iraq. But if we could shut that war off and redirect the money to fixing our bridges, I think that's fine. The newspapers have been running a bunch of numbers saying things like there's $188 billion worth of work to do to repair all the bridges that are just in the condition that this bridge was in. This bridge was labeled by the federal government as not in real good shape, and about, I think, 6 to 8% of Minnesota's bridges are in that kind of condition, and something staggering like 28% of Rhode Island's bridges are in that state. And when you add it all up, it's like $200 billion. And if you even went wild and said, well, we're going to fix the bridges that are in the next worst kind of condition, you know, we're probably up around $500 billion. And you say, well, gee, that's a lot of money. But, God, we spent $1 trillion in Iraq, for crying out loud. You know, we could spend a little money and fix our bridges so people don't get killed when they're sitting in their car on them, for crying out loud. So anyway, you, my unborn grandchildren, if you are sitting there agonizing about whether to vote for the stupid tax cut people or people who are going to do the unglamorous stuff like repair your infrastructure, my vote would be repair the infrastructure and pay a little bit more taxes. It'll pay off in the long run in a lot of different ways. Not the least of which is people won't die using the infrastructure that we use every day. But I think it also pays off in a lot of other ways. One of the interesting things about a high-tech state like Minnesota is that it's also a really high job state and a really high culture state and a really interesting place to live. And I think that those things are connected. So anyway, there's a rant about taxes and infrastructure. Much on my mind, much on a lot of our minds this week as we're sort of sitting here with our mouths open looking at this complete calamity that's right in the middle of our town. Clearly we'll have a couple, 3 years to think about it because that bridge isn't going to just get rebuilt in a day and a half. So I imagine that there will be some changes made, and I hope that one of the things that happens is that the politicians that put us in this place get thrown out, crying out loud. There you have it. That's today's Geezercast. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.